Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at November 27, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American social media personality, Samantha A. at Zukosmadre. She's best known for anti-imperialism, but only when it comes to the US, and for her hot takes on the Russo-Ukrainian war and the conflict in the Middle East. After reading the previous tweet, your first thought is probably who? Well, at Zukosmadre is a relatively quickly growing social media account that focuses on commenting on geopolitical issues, occasionally posting seductive selfies and thus addressing her fans. I consider Samantha to be a part of the group of relatively attractive, young women who promote pro-Kremlin narratives along with people like Sarah Bills, Maria Butina, Alina Lip and Lushivaya, at Lusivaya. Her activities also closely resemble how at Partisan Girl started. Like at Partisan Girl, Samantha probably discovered a long time ago that her looks and attractive selfies would bring her followers and reach on social media, which can then be beneficial once you start pushing your ridiculous and genocidal political agenda. She's has been actively engaging in Russian war crime denialism and apologism, denial of Ukrainian sovereignty, US/West/NATO bad rhetoric, and general pro-Kremlin talking points ever since before the invasion of Ukraine began, ramping it way aggressively up afterward. Sam's views seem to stem from the support of feminist communism and socialism, and she's heavily against colonialism, except if it's done by the Russians or Soviets in Ukraine. For her, the US is the imperial core and global hegemon, yet she chooses to live there. She's called Holodomor literally Nazi propaganda, and opposes any military or humanitarian aid to Ukraine, and according to her, NATO and Ukraine are full of Nazis. She's also stated that the West and Ukraine don't care about women, and anyone who thinks that is a fool. Then there's of course the 8 years of shelling of Donbas narrative, a story that's been debunked so many times that it's extremely difficult to find people who believe in that shit anymore. Well, here's one I guess. She also believes in Tybee's and mates silly Russiagate BS. To Sam, Ukraine's a country full of Nazis and she proves this by sharing a UN voting map on Russia's UN resolution they've used both for propaganda and for justifying their genocidal attack on Ukraine. Incidentally, she doesn't talk about Russia's massive neo-Nazi problem. Sam's often called for people who support Ukraine to take that energy and go fight for Ukraine. Now this is something that you see quite often, as some people don't realize that war efforts can be helped in many ways, including countering disinformation online. Incidentally, Sam is doing what she's accusing other people of, she's arguing with Ukraine and Israel supporters online, often resorting to name-calling and ad hominems. As of today, she hasn't allegedly done anything other than arguing online to help Palestinians. After Hamas terrorist attack against Israelis on October 7, 2023, Samantha ramped up her genocidal rhetoric going as far as to say that every single Israeli person, literal babies and toddlers included, are all settlers, and that they all deserved it. She hopes that everyone who condemns Hamas drowns in piss and claims that these people helped manufacture consent for genocide. She also apparently doesn't like the claim that killing and kidnapping civilians are Hamas methods, which they of course are. Sam's actually working as a bartender/server in a very popular, Jewish-owned bar in Connecticut. She's probably used to serving Jews and Ukrainians every time she is behind the counter. But I suppose her boss is not part of the evil Zionist clan she so much despises. Probably due to the lack of tipping culture, she also despises Europeans, probably calls them Nazis, and her messages to work group chats reveal her hate and bigotry against them. In fact, she's told her work group chat to tell Europeans tell them to kill themselves. She's allegedly studying to become a public defender, and she's paid big bucks for companies to erase her online history. That's probably a good idea, if you want to become a prominent lawyer, as lately she has promoted threats against people like Andrew Pavlou. To conclude, Sam is an edgy feminist/communist/far-left type that spews typical anti-Ukraine rhetoric and pro-Kremlin narratives. Lately she's been more focused on the conflict in the Middle East, supporting terrorist group Hamas and fighting against evil Zionists. This research was done in collaboration with the Unintelligence Agency, at Unintel Agency. I have paused personal donations for now. Please support at u24_gov_ukraine by donating to the HOPOC challenge and sending me the receipt.